Welcome to this week's episode of The Higher Self, where we are going to be discussing the foundations of awakening and healing. Those are the two topics that I love talking about the most because they are the two topics that, quite frankly, impacted my life the most and I see impacting the lives of the people that we work with. I've been getting a lot of messages and a lot of questions about, you know, what does the awakening process look like or what does the healing process look like? And I thought what I would do is spend a couple of moments on this week's episode sharing with you what that process looked like for me. And I might even break it up into two parts because as you can imagine, those are pretty big words. Awakening and healing are very, very big words. And there's a lot of impact behind them. There's a lot of meaning behind them. There's a lot of truth behind them. And I want to do this and these two words and this story justice. So why don't we go ahead and just do that? As you can see, I don't have any notes when I do these episodes. I just really just share from my heart and I share from what I feel directed to share with all of you. So the first thing that I'll start off with is sharing with you how my awakening process happens and how I see it happening and unfolding in the lives of other people. Essentially, my awakening started with, this is going to get a little deep, but my awakening started with, not with my mother's passing, but with the illness that my mother dealt with. And I saw her go through some things that I felt were really unfair. I want to be delicate about this situation because I'm just sharing my story. It happens to be a story that I see unfolding in a couple of other people as well, but I'm just going to go ahead and preface this by saying this is my story. You know, I grew up as a boy going to church. At the beginning, it was a Catholic church, and then, you know, Christianity was a big part of my life. And as I grew up in it, My nature is just to bring people along with me. Many of you know that about me today, whether you have been a part of my real estate coaching program or now are a part of, you know, what we're doing to help people awaken and to heal at our events, so forth and so on. And so, you know, when my mom got sick and when I saw her get sick, in many ways, I thought this is just not only not right, but it felt so unfair. And I'll say that because I was the one that found, you know, the church, in this case, Christianity. And then I brought my family to it, you know, and my mom went like all in because my mom and her life, I think she had found that missing link. She had found something that meant something that was, you know, outside of her that made her feel really, really good, a connection, you know, in her eyes with God. And when she got sick and they said that it was terminal, you know, it just didn't make sense to me. It angered me because I started asking questions and I started really asking myself, how could a woman or how could a human being, how could someone who loved God so much and who went to church and who, you know, tithed and, you know, did all the stuff, how could she be going through this? And then obviously she passed away. And, you know, when she passed away, she happened to pass away in my arms, which was very profound, very pivotal moment in my life. But those were the moments where my awakening began. And when I look at it, it began because at that point in time in my life, I was really going nowhere. I was pretty empty spiritually. I had amassed this, you know, giant company. We were doing millions a year in revenue. The company was worth millions of dollars. I had a massive, massive house, an Italian Tuscan villa on over an acre of land. I had a beautiful family. I had everything that the world tells you need in order to be happy. And yet inside, I was really empty. Really, really empty. And the truth is that all of it was perfect. All of it was a perfect part of my journey. There's nothing that I look back on and say, oh, but if I would have done this or whatever the case may be. No, all of it was perfect because it led me to my awakening. And what an awakening is, is you awakening from the sleep. You awakening from everything that you've been told was true about you, yourself, your potential, your possibilities, what you need or don't need in life in order to be happy, everything about everything, the food you eat, the, you know, who you are, who God is, who, the whole thing. And sometimes it requires a moment in your life. It requires a moment in your life where something happens that makes you feel so empty inside, that makes you wake up and go, wait a minute, something's not right. You know, 2 and 2 equals 4, but it ain't equaling 4 right now. And I got to start asking some questions. And they're pretty tough questions. And I'm going to be the first to tell you, they can be some scary questions. Yet they're beautiful questions. And I say that they're beautiful questions because it leads you to the truth, and it leads to you to your truth, and it leads you to your path and your purpose, right? And I say it leads you and they lead you to you and your truth, because we are, you know, living in a world where, you know, for so many of us, we're taught to find the truth outside of us. If you've been following me for long enough, you know, I always use the example of materialism because that was my drug of choice. I was so empty inside that I was looking for acceptance, approval, love, belonging, and power, and in materialism. And so I needed the best car. I needed the biggest house. I needed the fanciest clothes. And I not only needed that, I needed the world to know that I had that. And I, for some of you, as I'm saying that, it's touching a piece of you right now, and it's opening a door inside of you. Because for many of you, you need that as well. And if you don't need that, then you need something else. Because unfortunately, that's what life is like until you find yourself and until you awaken, is you're looking outside of you. You know, you're looking outside of you for something that is very easily found inside of you. And that's what awakening is like. Awakening is a moment in your life where you feel something inside that doesn't feel that good, that causes you to start asking some really deep questions that lead you to your awakening. And, you know, in my story, I'm not saying that this is the story for everybody, but in my story, what that led me to do is it led me to sit with plant medicine, which had a profound change and a profound impact on my life. And the reason why plant medicine does that for you, by the way, is because we live in the 3D world right now. And then there's the 4D and then the 5D world and the, you know, this 5D and even the 6D world. This is the spiritual world. And, you know, guys, what happens is that the plants help you get from here to there in one shot. You can get there without them, though. I will tell you that I've experienced that. You can do it through deep meditation. You can do it through breath work. You can do it through yoga. I've had people tell me, Danny, am I okay? Am I okay? Like, I was doing yoga and I just started crying and I started seeing things and I started feeling things. And that brings up another topic is that, yes, you're okay. If you're out there watching me right now, and if you are specifically over the last couple of weeks, we've had some energy changes in the moon with Mercury retrograde. There's been a lot of sleepless nights. There's been a lot of some newfound anxiety, some newfound, even some fears, some things going on inside of you, some things that you're feeling, some things that you're thinking and experiencing. I want to be the first to let you know you're okay. You're okay. You're perfectly fine. All that's happening is that there's something inside of you trying to be born. There's something inside of you that wants to come out. There's something inside of you that wants to awaken. And there's something inside of you that wants to heal. And that process could be a little nerve-wracking, because it feels like everything that you once knew was true was slipping away and maybe was no longer. But I want to let you know that the process is a beautiful one. And the journey to awakening is incredible, because when you finally and truly awaken, and when you've unraveled the stronghold that the mind has had on you, and you really unravel your heart. You will find and you will realize that everything that you've ever wanted in life and every answer to every question you've ever asked has always been inside. And you will also find, interesting enough, that the things in the outside world that you want, whether it's, you know, a loving relationship with a soulmate, whether it's financial abundance or being able to pay off your debt or a meaningful career or a way to give back and contribute to society, or, you know, your health, or yeah, sure, even a great lifestyle, a lifestyle that allows you to live and play and enjoy and travel and do whatever you want. You'll find during your awakening that that all of that comes, and it's there for you, and it's meant for you. Because if it wasn't meant for you, you wouldn't be feeling it and you wouldn't be desiring it. Yet it comes when you realize this truth, and that is that everything that's on the outside world is just a reflection of what's going on in the inside world. So then what do you do, right? What do you do with the awakening, right? I'll talk about that next week when we talk about healing. But what I will tell you is this, is there's some very basic practices that you can use and that you can do. And I've featured them all in my guidance section in my Instagram account. This has just been moments of me just sharing, you know, sharing what has helped me, sharing what has helped me heal, sharing what has helped me become, or go, gosh, how do I even say this? You know, if you want to start on your journey, and if you want to start on your awakening and your healing journey, then what I've done is in the guidance section in my stories, just in moments where I've just been vulnerable, I've just shared everything that has helped me go from the guy that was 40 pounds overweight to the guy that now is healthy as I've ever been, to the guy who had a $1 billion a year sales real estate company, but was miserable inside, to the guy that now has finally found joy and peace. And whatever it is that you're looking for, there's some very basic steps that you can start taking on a daily basis to help start connecting with you. Because when you truly allow yourself to connect with you, forget about the fluff, forget about the outside, forget about what people think. When you truly allow yourself to let go of what people think, is when you truly find out who you really are. And so if you want to utilize that as a resource, I've given you a couple of basics that will help fix your energy and help heal your energy and help you along the healing process in my Instagram account. It's all free stuff, obviously. For those of you that want to take it to the next level, I'm really happy to announce here on this podcast and on this episode that the last time we got together in Austin, we had an event called Awaken Your Highest Self. It was a massive success. We had several hundred people online, several hundred people live with us here in Austin. There's not one person that attended that event that didn't say, man, I'm not only coming back, but I'm bringing five people with me. And I want my mother to come, and my father to come, and my kids to come, and my aunts to come, and my family to come. Everybody has to feel this, what I felt, you know. And I got to tell you that was a point of true happiness and honor in my life, because, you know, for so many years, I'm going to be honest with you guys, I had tried, you know, bringing celebrities and bringing so many people to our events just to get more people there. What I didn't realize at the time is I was teaching from my ego and my mind and not my heart. And so to see that and experience that, and to see people really resonate with the message at such a deep level, was really humbling and really honoring and an honor to me. So I'm happy to announce that Awaken is coming back. Not just this year, but we will be having four or five of them next year as well. Maybe four of them in different key cities that we pick across America. But the next Awaken in 2021 will be November 11th, 12th, and 13th. And it will be at the beautiful Lowe's Coronado Hotel, which is in Coronado Island. It's a little island just off of San Diego. It's breathtaking. It's incredible. Incredible. We'll be together for 3 days, and you can join us online from anywhere in the world, or very limited seating. You can upgrade your ticket to VIP, and you can join us live at the Loews Coronado Hotel. It'll be a life-changing experience. Pretty much everybody that was online last time is coming VIP this time because they want to feel the energy in the room. But what I will promise you is not only will your awakening happen, but some major, major healing will take place at the deepest parts of you that you didn't even know needed healing. And you will have a crystal clear blueprint on how to go out and attract the life of your dreams. So if you want to participate in that and you want to join me, go to DannyMorrell.com/awaken. Tickets are probably on sale right now by the time that you hear this, and you can join us virtually or in person. I think you could feel like that was really deep for me to get off my chest and for me to share. And there's more that I'll be sharing as the episodes come by. But next week, we're going to be talking about what the healing process looks like. Because first, there's the awakening, right? And going, oh my God, I need help and I need to heal myself. And then there's the actual healing process. So that's it for this week. Thank you for your patience as I share from the heart. And we will see you next week at the same time. Take care. That's it for this week's episode of The Higher Self. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to leave a 4 or 5 star rating, share it with all of your friends, all of your family members, and post any comments or questions that you may have, whether you're seeing this on my website, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, whatever the case may be. We really are here to help guide you to your highest self.